Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Jay and your company. Kenny is here as well with his luxurious locks.
Don't stop, bro.
We have a great show for you today. I have a little treat. For the last couple of weeks, people have been coming up to me and just saying, hey, Jay, we love the sports thing. What happened to the pop culture? Why aren't you talking about current events happening in the country, about us, about our culture, and all this other stuff? Well, I have a treat for you. Yeah. So we spoke to the heads, you know, the big wigs up above us, you know, because that was above us. And we're going to have a little freestyle nugget during the end of the show where we're just going to open it up and whatever you want to say, whatever's on your chest, you let it out. But you know how we say, we want to keep it nice and light. We talk about sports. We have a lot to celebrate.
A whole lot.
We have a lot to celebrate. So let's just set our tone for the morning, and let's get into it.
Milawebo rounding this last bend. She's beginning to pull away. She's trying to make history for the Bahamas, and she's going to do it. Shaunae Milawebo tying up, but it doesn't matter. It's gold for the Olympic champion. How impressive was that?
How impressive with that, Shaunae Milawebo, 400 meter, 50.31 seconds, gold.
Holding it down, bro.
Always. She's so consistent.
It's dominant.
Very, very, very dominant. So, like I said, we have a lot to celebrate as well. We had more competing.
Yeah, we had Devin Charlton getting the silver medal in the 600 meter hurdles. With a national record of 7.81. So that's also great.
We got a national record. Okay, nice. Yes. What was Steven got?
We had Steven in the Spring Break Classic leading the world with the 200 meters with a 20.28. So he holding it down, keeping his pace too. Mm-hmm. So both the gold medalists doing their thing, staying in first.
And Myers did something over to some Hurricane.
Yeah, she won the triple jump at 45 feet for women's. So we've been having a lot of good things. You had Jamal Wilson in the high jump. Came first with 7 1 3/4.
I see Ryan Ingram also high jump.
Was there in game third place with 6'6" 3/4. So we're doing good right now. We got Kawan Kama in a triple jump. He won with 53 feet pretty much. So we've been doing good, man. And then we had a person who won in the amateur with another national record.
Little Miss Thurston.
Yeah. Tanaji. She got 60.81 meters. So that's pretty great.
So, again, the Bahamas is dominating in track.
Yeah.
A lot to celebrate, guys. A lot to celebrate. Our consistency in track and field. So, track should be our national sport.
That's how people feel nowadays.
So, track should be our national sport. More investment. You know, maintain the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got to do that.
Because I saw it up close the other day and it was not looking healthy.
Yeah, they got to touch it up, man.
So let's spend some of those millions of dollars to make sure we maintain something where our athletes actually represent us very well and dominate on the world scene. More sports scores This weekend. We had a lot of major upsets. Bracket busters.
Oh, my God, bro. This March Madness.
All over the place.
Everybody bracket got busted. Nobody going in.
No one survived.
Like, everyone got that fade, bro. Like, it's crazy.
I saw someone try to do a last minute dunk at the buzzer. And he was like messing running up off the buckets. Court.
Yeah, like messing up people's money, man.
Oh, wow. So what were the big upsets this weekend?
Well, Kentucky got put down from a little small school inside New York.
Kentucky?
Yeah. Big old blue-class Kentucky got knocked out in the first round from number 15, St. Peter's.
Wow.
So they've been getting hell for that. But then St. Peter's won on and won another game, so they're in the Sweet 16. So they basically the Cinderella team right now.
Okay.
Then we had some other upsets, like Michigan beat two teams who were supposed to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
So Michigan wind up beating Colorado State. Then they beat number 3 Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Then Iowa, who everyone had like to go very far, lost in the first round as well. So it's a lot of rocket busting early in the first
round. So Iowa lost to Richmond.
Yes.
And then your team, North Carolina, beat
them. Yeah, boy. We looking good right now. Sweet 16. You're going to beat number 1 team in the nation who won last year. Champions. They didn't defend it no more. They done got put out from
us. So we're going to have a new champion.
We're going to have a new champion for sure. So it's been good. Then Miami actually beat two big teams, too. They beat USC and Auburn. So it's been a lot of upsets.
So the question is now, who's left?
Who's left right now? In the West Coast, you got Gonzaga playing Arkansas. Then you got Duke playing Texas Tech. Then the East Coast, you got my dogs, North Carolina playing UCLA.
Purdue, my money's on UCLA.
Man, stop. Then we got Purdue playing St. Peter's, who's the Cinderella team right now.
Okay.
Then in the Midwest, you got Kansas against Providence. You got Iowa State against Miami, who's another big Cinderella type of team, even though they in a big conference. Then you got Arizona against Houston in the South, Michigan against Villanova in the South.
Okay, so if you had to pick an upset out of this crew. Who's left? Where's your upset going to be?
I would say it'll probably be, I don't think St. Peter's going to beat Purdue because they got Purdue to win it all.
So you have Purdue to win it all.
I had them to win it all in my brackets. So I would not go against myself and have St. Peter's as another upset chance to win it. Purdue is too powerful on offense. I could see Gonzaga getting taken down from Arkansas because they've been slipping the last two games. They almost lost to Memphis.
Okay.
So they might get took down because Arkansas plays defense crazy. So it's going to be a problem for them boys.
Do you see Providence knocking off Kansas?
No. They don't have enough offense. If they had offense to match that defense, yeah. They don't have enough offense.
Does Michigan have a chance against Villanova?
They have a chance. They have size. They have length. They could play defense and they could shoot the ball, so they have a chance.
I like that David versus Goliath storyline.
Everyone does. That's the whole point of this March Madness thing.
So definitely I like Michigan for the upset. And just to get on your nerves, I like UCLA.
I mean, they're the favorite, so if they beat us, they beat us, bro. We was not supposed to beat Baylor.
Okay, true.
Like, we was beating Baylor by 25 points in the round of nine, and we had to beat them in overtime. I was mad as hell, bro.
Okay.
Because I was feeling good. I started tweeting, hardening up
people. I saw the tweet.
I started hardening up people.
And it changed so quickly. Yeah, it was all hype. And then I saw the gif with the ferns just worried, looking around.
Everyone from looking like P. Diddy in the 90s videos. Popping champagne.
You look like Jeremy.
You're looking sad.
You look like Jeremy.
I was looking sad as hell, man. I was looking like Braun in 2011 sad. Like, these dudes trying to take us out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So, we got some big news last week about the MLB. So, what's going on with them right now?
Well, it's free agency. They finally done got their closure with all the lockouts. So, a lot of big names going different places. All
right. So, what are we talking about? We see the Braves making a blockbuster
trade.
Yeah,
my team done traded off to let our best player go. He pretty much ran the Dodgers, and we traded to the Athletics to get their best player, Matt Olson. So, we traded some key pieces, some young dudes, trying to make up for that dude leaving because he didn't want to pay him that money.
Okay.
So, we got this was a
4-for-1. So, you get Matt Olson. And the Athletics get Christian
Pashy.
Yeah. Shea
Lingears.
Ryan Cusack.
And then Julius.
Okay.
But it's not bad because, I mean, we got pretty much a top 3 prospect in the league. So I'll take it.
So you'll take it. So you're happy.
I'm not
with
mad at it. I'm just mad that we won a championship, then you ain't going to sign the best player we had. Like, That's all the Carter but Doctor to me. Like, I would think if you just won the World Series, you're going to let the homie ride out. But hey, such is life. They didn't want to pay him that bag. The Dodgers paid him.
Okay.
So he basically got 6 years, $160 million to the Dodgers. You know, they always paying people.
Right. So I definitely want to break down, not break down, but just go over some of these big contracts. Because a lot of people.
We got some in the top.
For years, we've been saying that there's a lot of money in baseball.
Of course.
Right. And then there was this huge uproar about the social impact, building a legitimate baseball stadium for all our prospects here.
Yeah.
Trying to get to, trying to get the them bikes. Yeah. So, breakdown, I want you to run through this list.
Just so they can hear these
numbers. These outrageous numbers and why we should support our young kids and support any league, any development league to push our kids from amateurs to professionals. Here you go.
Okay, so we could just use pretty much the top 10 people in free agency who signed so far.
Right.
So we got Carlos Correa, left Houston to go to the Twins for 2 years, $105.3 million.
Woo!
So that's that buck.
Money.
Then you got Corey Seager, leaving the Dodgers, going to the Texas Rangers for 10 years, $325 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, I talked with Freddie Freeman, getting a buy from the Dodgers, 6 for 160. Then we got Marcus Semien, leaving Toronto to go to the Texas Rangers again. For 7 years, $175 million.
Jeez.
Mark Swerger left the Dodgers to go to the Mets for 2 years, $130 million. That's that pitcher money. You get way more money if you're pitching.
Right.
That's the easiest bag to get. So then you got Chris Bryant leaving the Giants to go to the Rockies for 7 years, $182
million.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Story left Colorado to go to Boston for 6 years, $140 million. Robbie Ray left Toronto to go to Seattle for 5 years, $115 million. Nick Calisthenos left Cincinnati to go to Philly for 5 years, $100 million. Then Marcus Stroman, another pitcher, left the Mets to go to the Cubs for 3 years, $71 million.
That's not bad. That's not a bad buy.
No.
That's not a bad buy at all. And people, you have to understand that these teams, they're huge.
Yes.
These teams are huge.
Yes.
And there are a lot of opportunities here.
You got three different classes. You got 1A, 2A, 3A, and the majors.
Yeah.
So you got multiple chances to get that bag.
And it's a process.
It is. That's the winning league. You got a legit process to move up the ranks. Yeah. Like you want a job to get to the big leagues and get that big pay.
Yeah. So as your kids, your sons come up to you and say, hey, I want to join Freedom Farm or any of the other leagues around, please support them. And understand that there's a roadmap here. There's an actual journey.
And you have to get it under mud.
Possible. Look at Jazz. And we are an untapped resource. We've been a lot for a lot of sports disciplines. So we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about that outrageous.
Oh boy.
That outrageous contract that Deshaun Watson just signed and the implications and the blowback.
And I was wrong where I thought he was going.
That the Browns.
You was wrong where you thought he was going.
I was wishful thinking. We'll be right back.
Debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Always on the go? Missed the show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning, Guardian Radio AM. Kenny and Jay in your air. And you could join this particular part of the conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Or you could text in at 422-4796. You could say congratulations to our Bahamian athletes. Or you could weigh in on this monster contract.
Oh, boy.
The Sean Watson.
Talk about getting a bag.
I've said this since this deal went down.
Let me hear it.
I told the guys in our fantasy football group, I said, his agent is the guy.
He know he better than the Kirks, but he up there.
No, because...
You know, the Kirks are on some different level stuff.
Because first, but his lawyers came in crunch,
yeah.
Made sure the criminal charges
they
are out
that Johnny kind of life.
And then his agent not only secured him the richest contract.
Yes.
Period, point, period.
Yes.
But he protected his salary.
That is what you do.
Against suspension.
That is what you do.
And ensured that this man money is guaranteed.
But you know why, right?
Talk to me, Kenny.
Because he's top five talented quarterback.
You have Deshaun as a top five?
He's a top five talented quarterback.
You have Deshaun as a top five.
When the man last played, he was on a bad team, but he's leading the league in passing. And he was top three in touchdowns. And he was dragging them bums up and down the field and keeping it competitive. So you go from dragging bums to having a good team, imagine the possibilities. Know why he got that money? What just happened last year? Super Bowl, who won? Where was that man playing last before he went to the Rams? On the bum Lions.
Yes.
And what happened when he went to a team with some structure and some sense?
Super Bowl.
Championship.
Super Bowl.
That's what the Browns saw. This is our Matthew Stafford, and he's younger. He's not 33. He's 25, 26.
But the Browns are a horrible organization.
They were a horrible organization.
They are
not a horrible organization right now.
They did Baker dirty.
They did not do Baker dirty. Baker cost it himself.
So Baker cost it on himself.
Baker had a trash attitude, first of all.
Ugh.
The man was too cocky for what he was doing.
Okay.
The man thought he was top 10.
Okay.
He was not top 10. The man thought he was a game breaker. He was not a game breaker. He was more of a manager. You let Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt run that rock and play defense.
Yes.
If he was doing what he should do as a top 10, quote unquote, what he was telling his mind quarterback,
Odell he would still been be there bad and have that laundry. Job. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the difference between having a bottom 15 quarterback versus a top 15 quarterback. So people who got an issue with the money, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one thing now. Do you remember another black man who was fast and could throw that rock?
Vic.
And he fought dogs. And he lost his $100 million contract. And the whole league and everyone was against him. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he showed that talent again, he got $100 million again. So if you want to talk about Deshaun possibly getting his charges versus a person who actually was in jail, came out and got $100 million back when $100 million was more than what he's making right now because he wasn't getting $100 million contracts.
Now, There's so
you kind of get mad at Deshaun getting that bag, and Vic got another chance and got that bag too.
Okay,
and he got actual charges and took time in jail.
So you're talking about comparisons here, right?
That's just for people who think he got too much money and it wasn't fair and this and that.
No, it's the league. I think what a lot of
if you're talented, you get chances.
I think what a lot
CAB. If you're talented, you get chances. Straight up, point blank.
Okay, so a lot of people have been drawing the comparison. I don't think they drew the Vic comparison.
Who did they use?
They used Ben.
That's even worse. Ben had more in different spans of yeah charges or accusations against him and still was playing with no problems.
So, okay. So, in my group, I got in problems because I said that once the grand jury did not elect to indict him, I thought that poked a lot of holes.
It did.
In the there's
still possibilities.
The story of the people that allege that he harassed them.
Yeah.
Right? Or assaulted them. And I said that the NFL, they have their own investigation going.
Always.
And they're going to suspend him. I said in our league that they cannot be as heavy-handed as what the precedent is.
They won't because he already missed the whole year.
Yeah, but that was...
I understand what you're trying to say, but they won't do it because he already missed time.
So what is your cap for the suspend amount of games? Because
the most you probably take him for is 6.
I was saying...
At maximum, it'll be 6.
I was saying 4. I think 4 is fair. 4 is
about moderate and fair, but I think the max will be 6. That's why I said the max. The most I think it'll be 6.
So... Well, a lot of people feel the Browns threw money as and this flies in the face of women, actual sexual assault victims, right? That he's allegedly assaulted 20 plus women,
yeah,
and he's still able to have a career, right?
And you know, in this Me Too era, this is going to be
a huge thing.
But I'm seeing worse, and people still got a chance to get their bags.
And it's still alleged. Remember, and there's no criminal aspect. Remember Dante Stallworth? Who's that?
Dante Stallworth. He's a wide receiver. He's played for the Patriots and the Saints.
Yeah.
He actually murdered somebody, his taxi driver, and he still got a contract after that and was playing. It's the NFL, bro. It happens. That's why I am not taking it as serious as other people, because in a league where they value your talent the most more than anything, you will get chances.
And again, all of this is still alleged. There's no criminal cases against him. He's not been indicted.
So you're someone who ain't got nothing on their name versus people who got time and went to jail and came back and got paid.
So because this is a hot button issue, you think it's gonna what? How does the Me Too movement? How does this conscious PC era that we're in weigh on the number of games he's suspended? Because in our league, and I think
it's all good, man.
We got Florida Man.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Brent.
Yeah.
Saying that it should be 8 or more.
It ain't gonna be 8 or more in my eyes, man. It's not gonna be. You know why? Because they see the hype of it. They ain't gonna have him off the field that long. They know the Browns got a chance to contend. They ain't gonna take him off for that long. I don't see it.
So you think 4 is?
I still think between 4 to 6.
So it's
if
4
they
to
actually
6.
Do something, if you, they do something.
You think? I think it's
they might not even do something.
I think I think the fact that they allow one this year to be the base of 1 million, I think they're looking at a suspension. I think they're looking at
it. I mean, the first year they never really get hit hard with the money. It's always like afterwards. Most of the money comes in the signing bonus. That's why the first year don't look big. Then when afterwards, because there ain't no more signing bonuses, that's when the money hits.
Okay.
So that ain't got nothing to do with that.
All right.
And I'm going to call another name, Josh Gordon. How much chance has that man got? He done did everything in the book as far as drugs and this and that. If you got talent, they would put you back in the league. That's how the NFL works.
So the question is, does he
And then he's at the most important position in the field. So he will get his chance, and he will get paid regardless. Someone's going to give him that same bag.
So
any one of them other teams.
So the question
It
would
have been the Falcons. It would have been the Panthers. Or it would have been the Saints. It just happened to be the Browns.
The Browns were very, very happy to pay that money.
Yes, because they don't want to deal with Baker. And then they already got sour grapes of Baker now because they done went on a date with Deshaun and showed the world they was on a date with Deshaun.
And
so
spoke,
they were like, hey, we don't want you, Baker.
Ill.
And then when Baker's like, well, trade me then. No, you still own you. We're not trading you.
So what's going to happen with Baker?
They're looking for a trade now.
They're looking. What do you think they
but
get?
But nobody
for him?
Really wants to pay that price to get Baker for what they were asking. Like you're not going to. It's like Carson Wentz all over again. Mm. But worse, because Carson Wentz is way more talented than Baker. Like he has way more talent.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard to get rid of Baker, even though Baker on a rookie deal. It's going to be hard.
You're very talkative today.
I mean, that's what I do. This is about the sports. Like this is going to happen.
You're very talkative today. 323, join the conversation. 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can text in at 422-4796. And we had a text, but this is one of those people that feel that, oh, talk radio and Guardian Radio should only be about politics and button tie and you proper. You guys still on Guardian talking this guy. You, listen, you have, I think it's like, what, 12 hours of programming?
This is just 1 hour.
Of political programming.
1 hour to catch yourself.
You get the news on the top of every hour.
Yep.
Right? You have some of the best and brightest in this lineup.
Why would we be right back after we leave? He would be right here.
Right here.
For hours.
Right here.
We need to talk about that.
And you know what? Soon, the time is coming. I'm going to open the lines and you could let off whatever you want on your chest. It's okay. It's okay. Do you think he actually deserved this amount of money?
Yes.
Do you think he did?
Yes, because you got to...
Even with the allegations.
Bro, understand how the league works.
Forget the league.
I just said yes. First thing you said was yes. Okay. This is how it works. Okay. If you're a top five, you will get paid first every time you're starting to be re-upped. Doc got paid first. Everybody outraged. Right? Mm. First, Kirk Cousins got paid first. He was in first place. It happens. Mm. Once you're free... It's rare that a great quarterback gets to be free. They don't let them go.
True.
So every time, that bag will get higher and higher.
Okay.
So, yes. That's why people said Mahomes is stupid to take that money so quick. Because you see how high these buys getting. And he's down for 10 years.
Ooh.
Exactly. But
ooh, he's locked in.
The other side of it is, he didn't get basically that bread. It's going to be like $50 million in a couple of years. And then he has space and cap room to get his players. So he's on some Brady stuff where you can get your talent. So you got to look at both sides of it.
True. This text says, great show as usual. Persons who text about politics while you're speaking about sports is emotionally constipated. That's the text, not me.
That's funny.
I mean, here's the thing, right? We're going to have the space for it. Like, because with sports comes some level of politics.
Yep. Just a different kind.
It's just a different level of it. And I would love one of these days we get to interview Mario Bolek about his view of sport. I would love to have the Minister of Tourism talking about sports in paradise and what deals are in the pipeline. I would love to do all of that because at the end of the day, we're trying to build our awareness. We're trying to build a level of celebration for ours, right? And then build... the next generation and showing them what opportunities are out there for them. And we're going to mix it up with some pop culture, right? And again, the last 20 to 15 minutes, we're going to chop it up with whatever is on your heart. I see we have a caller. Caller, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. They're laughing out
there. Hi.
I just want to say... every last player in professional sports is worth the money.
Every player in professional sports is worth the money.
I feel you, brother. I feel you.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Because when you look at what the industry itself makes and the owners make and what they pay these players,
That's
chump change.
So from that perspective,
okay.
Now, if you also look at the quarterbacks that you're talking about, do not fool yourself to believe that this is not a business.
True.
They exactly.
Put where you make money. If that quarterback, where he is, the color he is, they didn't feel that they can make no money, he will not get back in that game.
True.
You remember Ray Rice?
Yeah.
And the rest? Same thing.
Mm.
But Don Gordon is home now. That stadium. If we have to pay $100 million more to finish that stadium, it has my support.
True.
Why? Because that stadium, what it meant to me as a child in terms of aspiring to be a Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
With the old stadium and the trouble it kept me out of.
Yeah.
And gave me the discipline and all the things to come along with that youth development.
Right.
That's a great thing for us. This new stadium is going to be at a different level altogether for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could go all the way up to where I went and then find success in telecoms for almost 30-plus years.
Nice.
Then I don't see why other people, other children can't do the same.
Exactly.
So that $100 million is chicken feed, once again, compared to what we can save.
And that's facts.
In terms of legal fees and prison reform and whatever mm-hmm. else by keeping our youth occupied and constructively. That's my contribution.
Thank you so much.
Great call.
And I love to hear that because when you think about a social investment, you get the most out of your people when you invest in them.
Big fox.
Right? And you will not always see the ROI on the balance sheet of mm-hmm. that particular institution because the ROI is in the society.
Yep.
It's in the culture. It's that next generation of well-balanced citizens.
That's facts.
You understand?
Yeah.
And we need that, especially now that we're facing this gap, this educational gap that COVID has provided because a lot of kids didn't go to school.
Some of them still ain't going.
A lot of kids need to be redisciplined.
Yes.
And how do we reach them? You know how you're going to reach them? Gamified education mm-hmm. in sports.
Yeah, you got to be disciplined in sports. I save a lot of people, man. I see it. A lot of people get saved from sports.
For a lot of those people, a lot of those kids that were in the shocks,
because of that.
In the shocks, junk with junk. Gotta
have something to do.
We have to get those programs back up and running and quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. So, caller, thank you so much for that contribution.
I have another thing I supposed to ask you about.
Hold on 1 second. We got this here. Good day. You two gentlemen never disappoint with your sensible, intelligent, and relevant commentary on sports and other topics. Thank you so much. Local and international. Tell them wannabe politicians to shut their mouths and diversify their knowledge.
Diversify your bonds. Shout out to Chappelle Show.
Wow. Know your role and shut your mouth.
I need to ask you something, Jay.
What's that?
How you feel about Devontae going to Las Vegas, I should say.
You know what?
You know everybody getting on iron about that contract, trying to say it's his fault and this and that. How you feel about it?
He's a grown man.
Yes.
And at some point, you have to try to make your own way. And I think running that cycle and coming up short.
Yes.
And there's no change, and I didn't commit.
Speaking on Devontae, or are you speaking on Aaron?
I don't. But
Devontae.
Devontae. Okay. Like he didn't.
They
should have
paid him from last year.
They should have paid him.
They did not pay him. He was the best receiver in the game.
They recommitted to Aaron.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. That's part of the problem I've been trying to explain to people. Because I got a lot of Aaron Rodgers haters who get at me because they try to defend Aaron. Because, you know, they're Brady fans. You know
what I'm saying? Hold that point. I see we have another call. Caller, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. I heard the guest mentioned that Deshaun Watson already lost some time, but Deshaun Watson lost that year because he didn't want to play for Houston. But I don't think
that. Yeah, that was a self-inflicted. That was like self-quarantine. So he's still, the suspension is still on the table.
Yeah, I know that.
The fact
that
$10 million he got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Guaranteed money.
I have some reservations about the 22 or 23 cases.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
3 or 4 maybe, but 22?
Yeah, that's crazy. It seemed extreme.
It's a crazy number.
Yeah, but I have to say, as a Miami Dolphins fan, I kind of wondering, you know, like, what are we doing? We had him in the building, you know.
I really thought he was going to y'all from last year.
He wanted to, yeah, but we had to sit down. But
y'all done took the coach he wanted, and it was dealing with Tua, trying to get Tua more rank. So it was like, I don't know what y'all trying to do, man.
I don't know. There's no coach that he could fix Tua, but I don't see it happening. But I don't mind that the Browns did what they did because
you gotta that's do what a tough you division. Do. It's
and
a tough conference.
AFC right now is a gauntlet.
I'm supposed to ask you a question. How you feel about that conference right now, being a Dolphin, knowing it's a struggle before all these quarterbacks and everybody
came
across?
Boy, y'all be right back to where
like, it's rough right now. Y'all just started going over 500 and looking good. Now everybody getting pass rushes, quarterbacks, everything. How do you feel?
I feel like this right now because the way in the league ain't started. The season ain't started yet, but I feel like we're just going through the motions and we don't want to win. But as a Dolphin, I have to say, as soon as tip off, if we can win the Super Bowl,
hey, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
That's how I feel for the Dolphins. But now, with Baker, I think Baker should have just taken the Kirk Cousins route. You know, you ain't no top-notch quarterback.
There's
no top money.
Exactly.
You talk about the money Kirk Cousins took, but with the tie, he had to get that.
Yeah,
but when
very
it came
smart.
To signing, when Kirk Cousins signed for that $28 million a year guaranteed for 3 years, the going rate was like 35.
Yeah. So but it wasn't guaranteed. See, the difference was it wasn't guaranteed. That 35 wasn't guaranteed. He was doing him out with 100% guaranteed money.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that was smart.
That's how Baker needed to look at the number smaller. Like right now, Kirk Cousins, the going rate is like 45, 46.
Yep.
Kirk's income for 35.
Yeah, and make sure it's guaranteed. And they get
exactly. And they're arguing that because they know you don't deserve the 40.
Uh-huh.
But
you still a good quarterback.
They can wake with the 35. Yeah. So Baker needed to know his weight.
Yeah.
And know that he ain't no big time. You know, starting quarterback to the same wall.
It's
money.
See, it's
now,
the Eagle.
I think our boy Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he going to get that bag. But yeah.
You're not gambling. You're going
to get number one money.
The table, go all in. It can't get all sweeter than
and Lamar's that. Representing his mother right now, right?
His mother's representing him.
I thought he was holding out to watch the money go up. It ran
That's
up.
What he's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, so right now, it's listen, right there. Go and get your
let
money.
Let me explain why I don't mind Lamar. Because no matter what happens to Lamar, they still will pay that man, number one, quarterback money because he was an MVP. Mm. And he's still young. So he can watch it. Even if he got an injury, he still could watch it and get that bag because he has the talent and he has the placement and all the accolades to show that I am top-level money worthy. So he's going to get that bag regardless of what happens. That's why he's waiting. I don't blame him. You don't watch Doc. You don't watch Mahomes. You don't watch Watson. So now when he come up, he's going to get more than all of them.
Could it get sweeter than this now? I mean,
it can.
Oh, it can.
The cap room is always going to go up every year, 10 to 20 million. So
it definitely can.
He will get more.
Who's next? See nobody next like Joe Burrow and that man.
Joe Burrow can be next after next year because he's eligible to get an extension.
That's next year.
We're talking about now.
Lamar is still on the contract. He's not free.
No.
It's last year.
This is last year. That's my point. So he can't get that money.
Without the contract?
No, this is last rookie deal contract.
I wasn't
last
risking
year
it.
On the contract.
I wasn't risking it.
So after that, he's a free agent. They don't want that to happen, so they're going to pay him. Trust me. They will pay the man.
Okay.
I just think the iron hot after this Watson deal, and so, he should strike.
It's scorching hot.
Yeah, he should be able to get really
it's going to be at the top. He's going to get more than Watson.
Really nice.
Because he don't got nothing on his name. They're going to threaten anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. All right, we got some text right here. I mean, I could get behind it. Tell the Guardian Radio, please, to give Aaron Green 2 hours, please. Sure. You could do that.
It's not
I
bad.
Mean, Aaron is a good friend of mine. Always on point with her contributions.
Definitely.
I love her contributions. The stadium is opportunities, but in an economic crisis looming, it's not a necessity. We cannot eat sports. I hate when politics overrides sports. Social distancing is a financial strangulation method killing the dumb third world. I disagree. I totally disagree. I think you get the most when you invest in people. I believe in self-investment. I believe that completing the stadium, because it's already almost done.
Yeah, let's start.
You can't allow all of that money to go to waste. So you got to complete it.
What's the sense of watching it just sit there and you can't do nothing?
And knowing the amount of prospects that just need proper equipment, that
a
need
place to go
a
and do
proper
things.
Place to go, hosting opportunities, scouts
you
coming
make
now,
that money
colleges
back, hosting things.
Coming now. And it's not just about the money. It's about the opportunity for our
it
people,
is.
Our young men, to be able to find a way to have a path out of the ordinary.
Find your lane and flourish.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Find your lane and flourish. I love that. We should put that on a t-shirt and sell it. This one says, great show as usual. Which team you think LeBron will be pulling for in the playoffs?
Wow.
Because he ain't making it.
Like that.
Kanye have a better chance of getting back with Kim before they make it to the playoffs.
Ooh.
Minutes have a better chance of being ever and it goes on.
Wow.
It goes on.
That's crazy.
Better chance, say, chance on looking like sense before they make he make it to the playoffs. Okay.
Get it off so, your chest, bro.
Jeez, that hurt. And I'm a Laker fan. That hurt. And
I can't even get upset at his comments because he's trash right now.
Yeah, we are trash. LeBron just passed Karl Malone.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's something.
In an L, which is typical now. So, hey.
It is what it is. Oh,
I still want you to answer that question, though.
What's that?
Don't shy away from what we was talking about.
What's that?
Thanks for the calls and stuff, too, by the way. We still talking about Devontae. I still feel like
A-Rod
was a part and the organization was a part. Because
and it's time for him to move on.
A-Rod was getting his Brett Favre on. I don't know if I won't come back and this and that. I don't want you to trade me. And then Devontae Eaton getting paid top money, and he's the best wide receiver between him and Cooper Kupp right now.
Remove yourself from the drama.
Yeah.
Go and make your own lane.
And then
the Raiders in the conversation.
I understand the move.
They're pieces away.
He read this, they'll call his QB.
Yeah.
He used to like the Raiders growing up. I would move too. I don't want to be in,
it's fine.
In crappy Green Bay if I could go to Vegas and have a good time.
Exactly.
I just got to hope I don't do no foolishness these dudes do last year.
Right.
Get in trouble.
Right.
And then you got tax-free money versus getting taxed in Green Bay.
So
Green Bay might have offered more money, but I'm still getting cut down. So
at
the end of the day, when people keep talking about the money and this and that, Vegas still was giving more because it's guaranteed money.
I'm not mad at the move. You got to do you.
Yes.
And every mind has a strike.
I mean, Aaron did him. Other people are doing them. Why can't I do me and get that bag?
Now.
I can't get injured. I won't be like Godwin and don't get my full work because I got injured.
Kenny.
Uh-huh.
We are at that point in the show.
It's your time.
I made a promise.
It's your time.
You're
the pop culture guy. It's your time.
I made a promise. Pop culture, homegrown news, it doesn't matter. The last 10 minutes of the show, we're going to chop it up. Whatever comes to your heart, the phone lines are wide open. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, or 422-4796. You can't say, I never give y'all anything.
This your time to make your little rants.
Whatever you want, grease the wheels, start spinning your little narratives. It is what it is. But with the Baker thing, where we were talking to the last caller, if his price is right, if they don't want a bag, I wouldn't mind my team trying to steal him.
Yeah, but what y'all gonna offer? Who can y'all offer? What do you have?
I mean,
ain't trading no number one. No, they don't.
No.
Who y'all about to try?
We played.
And then what you gonna do with Donnie after you do that?
Because
y'all just signed a quarterback too. Y'all got like Tyrod or something like that. How much quarterbacks you gonna have in that room, sir?
What I want, if we, like I said, if we could get off cheap, if we could make a move, a couple moves where we overpaid, because some people restructured their contracts, we were able to get some nice O-line pieces cheap.
Y'all been needed that.
Right? We got some O-line
pieces. So we
could kind of afford to package a little something together. So to say, in case Donnie freaks himself out or gets injured again, we have someone competent that could kind of
That as a backup right now in Tyrod Taylor. The man is a good quarterback. He just kind of stay healthy. Teddy Bridgewater. Like, he can get you again. He'll get you some wins. He ain't going to put you over the top.
But he can
control it and make sure your franchise is
operating. I'm not all in on him.
I mean, he is not starting. You don't have to be all in on
him. I'm not. I wasn't happy
with
it.
You have Donnie fake dimes. He's not all in. You got to be all in.
What do you call him?
Fake dimes. He don't throw no dimes for real. He fake dimes. I don't give him that name. I blame Max for that.
Okay, the pandemic showed how easy it was to shut sports and the orange economy. This was not expecting, right? It will come again. They decided who made money during the pandemic. All right, so here's the thing. Sports was the first to recover.
Yeah.
Globally, everybody had to pause because it was a shock to the system.
Yeah.
So everybody had to pause. Look at what was going on, and then put in different things. The fact that the NBA was able...
That bubble was crazy.
And that was supposed to be here as well.
Nobody got anything. It wasn't no cases at all.
I'm still upset that the fact that we were in the conversation to host the bubble, and we passed up on it.
Yeah.
I'm still upset with that. But here's the thing. it with something new, you're going to have a shock to the system. And the orange economy didn't fully stop. We don't have much of an orange economy here. Films were still being produced.
Yep.
Everybody found innovative ways to get their work done in every industry. So we need to diversify our economy. Sports tourism, music, like everything. We need to get down and do that work. We have a caller. Caller, good morning.
Call today to start in a voice along with you and your co-host, Jay.
Thank you, man. How you doing?
I'm holding. We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
That's true.
Yep.
For real. But I want to ask you all one or two questions.
Sure.
A twin question, so to speak. The brother in which you all spoke of, right, that killed the taxi driver, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dante Stallworth.
Say it again?
Dante Stallworth.
What's his name?
Dante Stallworth.
Dante Stallworth.
What was his position?
He's a wide receiver.
He was a wide receiver. Yeah, he was a wide receiver.
Okay, let me ask you something else. What did he kill the guy for?
It was just like a random killing. It wasn't nothing like premeditated. It was like a random type of situation.
So it was more like manslaughter than
like anything. I don't know if you remember Plastico Burr's like when he missing like shot
for what
himself.
Reason? What reason he got into the court?
Do you remember the particulars of that particular case?
No, I'd have to look it up. I just know he got some time for it, then he got out, and then he got a contract, and he's back in the league.
How much time he had?
He got like a year, 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So I could look it up.
Okay, if you come across the information, the reason why what really happened, broadcast it for me, please, okay?
Sure.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you should know the details of a particular case. We just went with the finality of it.
Yeah, he got a manslaughter charge.
It sounded like manslaughter.
Yeah. He struck and killed a pedestrian. I thought it was a taxi driver. He actually struck a pedestrian on the road.
Oh.
That's sort of like what happened with dude from last year.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that crazy because he was going way higher than the speed limit in Vegas and wind up killing the lady and the dog. So, yeah.
Yeah, so
he got back in the league after that.
So that was vehicular manslaughter?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 year?
Yeah, he got 1 year and then came back.
What was the suspension? Did he serve any?
Yeah, it was another year. Yeah, he got a year of the NFL and then he had time. And then after that, he got in the league. Afterwards, when he was cleared of all that, he got in the league.
Okay, so he had a year suspension before he went to jail.
Yes, that was already a lie.
So
then
it was
he had
immediate
jail time. Okay. When he got out, that year was activated for him to be out.
Okay. So he got a year, went to jail, and then served another season off before he went into the league.
Then he was on the Ravens, ironically.
Okay.
The Ravens signed him. Ooh, then,
boy,
formerly known as the Redskins, the football team now, the Commanders signed him back then.
The Commanders, and then. Sir. We will never talk about the Redskins again.
I'm just saying the name of the team back then. Then he was on the Patriots. So he went to play for three different teams after that. So like I'm saying, if you got talent, you will get another chance in the NFL.
Jay, I respect your words. You think before you speak. Sometimes. You have to. You definitely do. Especially in an era where your words could be weaponized against you. And you have to...
Yeah, they will use them receipts.
And you have to take into consideration everybody's viewpoints. Think about it. Put yourself in their position. And then articulate yourself. You know? That's just where it is. That's just where it's at. We are taking our final calls and texts right now. We're coming to the end of the show. News is at the top of the hour, followed by my boy, Warren McCartney and the Revolution. You can call it right now at 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, or you could text in at 422-4796. Question, do you feel that this contract flies in the face of the NFL choosing their talent and their money over the progress of women? Because that's something that was brought to me as well.
Feel.
That's something that was brought to me as well.
Where people go and sign what they can sign to win games at the end of the day. That's just life inside that world.
I think had he, like, obviously, if he was, like, indicted, I think we would be having a totally different conversation. Yeah, different conversation.
Like, you would be frowned upon, and they would not come to your games. Like, the Browns have no issue with this. All the fans are ecstatic.
Yeah.
If it was the other way around, they would not even want to come to games, and they would threaten the boycott.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. And one thing I don't like is the media hypocrisy. So you have people like Skip and...
Shannon.
Not Shannon. Stephen A. Yeah. When he wasn't indicted, if the Browns could get him, get him.
Yeah,
right? And now that the Browns are getting this blowback, everybody's like, now you want
to have
this.
You got something to talk about.
Yeah. They always have to have a hot take. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you guys for the text. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week. I'm hoping to get in someone to talk. I want to get the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture in the hot seat and kind of pick his brain and see what is the future roadmap for sports in the Bahamas. You guys have a great, great day, the remaining of your day. We have news up at the top of the hour, followed by the Revolution with Juan McCartney.